Leadership Insights, 11 Typical Mistakes Young Leaders Make and Tips to Avoid Them, written by Matt L. Beadle, narrated by the author. Original book published by Business Expert Press. Just a quick note on the format of this audiobook. All of the citations and quotes and references that I have made in the original book, I'm not going to read out in this audio file. So if you would like to see any or all of the references and citations, then please drop me a line at matt@mattbeadle.com and I will gladly send you a copy of the references. Thanks very much and enjoy the book. Foreword. About 10 years ago, at the height of running my former company, things were good. We had a large, content, growing customer base, which ranged from SMEs right up to global players. I had many people working for and with me, and I felt like the king of the castle. This thing that I had started on my own from my basement had spawned into a successful company with good profit margins, high turnover, no debt, significant assets, a sound reputation, happy team members, and satisfied clients. I was not only proud of the company's KPIs, I was very proud of the feedback I received from the vast majority of people with whom I worked. They enjoyed their work and felt inspired and motivated that they were part of something. We were not just buying something for a dollar and selling it for two, we offered services which helped our customers and we were content with the quality we added. It was then that I was overjoyed to win a large new client. I had been lucky enough to have my company recommended by an existing happy client, and after the pitch process was successful, we made all the arrangements and set up the project. The client was based in a region we had not yet broken into, and so I did what I had done many times before. I searched for a project manager whom I would employ on a contractual consultancy basis to head up the new project and see to the client's needs. I found someone whom I deemed suitable. His credentials and experience seemed excellent, just what I was looking for. I interviewed him personally, invited him out for a nice meal, and welcomed him into the team. The project for the client began, and that is when things started to go awry. My project manager, we will call him Ivan, very quickly became elusive. He seemed to be avoiding my calls, did not report in at the intervals that we had discussed, and had not asked for any budgetary support or materials which he would normally need for such a project. After a considerable amount of sleuthing on my part, it turned out that Ivan had completely ripped me off. He had introduced himself to my new client and presented a letter, which he claimed was from me, in which it stated that the project would be run solely by his company on my corporation's behalf. Put simply, he deceitfully stole my newest, biggest client. By the time the client had discovered the lies, they had already committed legally to Ivan's company. They apologized personally and profusely for their inadvertent part in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?